You want to turn this morning to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, begin at verse 1. And the Bible says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. And if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. As you look at this morning, I want to preach for just a minute, if God will be my help, on this thought. Jesus didn't need the devil, and neither do we. Jesus didn't need the devil, and neither do we. I want to say today, Jesus, as Jesus come up here, and he come up, hey listen, some things that take place in his life. He had been over to the River Jordan. He'd been over with John Baptist. Old John Baptist was a man of God who didn't compromise, didn't back up, but he stayed with the stuff. And Jesus come walking down the road one day, and old John said, Hey, behold the Lamb of God. Praise God, it takes away the sins of the world. And Jesus come down to John, and he said, John, I must need be baptized of thee. And oh, I think, see, old John, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy to baptize you. He said, Yeah, but suffer it to be so. And John, I can see Brother Frank as John Baptist took him down there in that river Jordan. Glory be to God, down there in Judea, in the wilderness, Judea, and he took the Lord into the water, praise God, and he baptized him, submerged him under the water, glory be to God, and he come up, and they was the heavens opened up. I'm not talking about just the sky we see, but I'm talking about a portal of glory that opened up plumb into the third heaven, plumb to the Father of grace, and he said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Ain't you glad today that God's pleased with the Son, and because he's pleased with the Son, we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, we'd have no hope. But the Bible said through that portal of glory, the Bible said the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and it abode on him. Amen. Sweet Spirit of God, the Spirit of God come down and rested on Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says here that Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was full of the Holy Ghost. And he returned from Jordan. And the Bible said he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He didn't go there by himself, and he didn't go there because he wanted to. It was the very Spirit of God and the presence of God that led him into that wilderness. Now you got to get that right this morning. If you don't get it right, you'll miss the whole point of this message. You'll miss the whole point of this text. If you can't realize it was God Almighty that drove Jesus into the wilderness. It was the Spirit of the living God that took him out there. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. God had a purpose and God had a plan. And I want to say this morning that we was part of that purpose and we were part of that plan. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad God's got a purpose and a plan? He's had one from the foundation of the world, and no matter what the devil can do, he's never been able to thwart that plan. He's never been able to get, praise God, God to deviate from the plan in one iota. God stays with his plan. Praise his name. And the Bible says being 40 days tempted of the devil. He said there's 40 days that he was tempted of the devil. 40 days. Amen. 40 days. Could you imagine being 40 days with the devil on your back? You know, a lot of times with old devil, he's not omnipresent. So he can't go all, he's not with us all the time. The devil's not everywhere. Just so you know that. You know, a lot of times we think the devil's depressing us, the devil's on our back, and the devil don't ever leave us alone. But I want to say the devil's not omnipresent. Amen. He can only come by and sidetrack you a little bit. I say, praise God, and he's got to go home because he's got a lot of work to do, and he don't have it. He's got a lot of nymphs to do it. But praise God, he's not on you all the time. But the Bible says that Jesus, that they was tempted of the devil for 40 days. 40 days, that old devil coming by. 40 days. Could you imagine? 40 days, you said, preacher, well, sometimes it seems like that's what he does to me. Sometimes it seems like the devil just comes by every day. From the time I get up to I go to bed, seems like he's present with me. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, just keep your head up. Keep crying out to Jesus. Cause help's on the way. Yeah. Amen. If we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, he will deliver us. There's a better day, praise God, ahead if we trust in the Lord. But it says, being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward and hungered. And now the devil come along, and just like he does many of you when you're at the most vulnerable position in your life. Amen? Ain't that when the devil comes along? When you're at that most vulnerable part of your life, when you're most vulnerable, that's when the devil comes along and he jumps on you. Oh, he'll pounce on you with both feet, and he'll ride you like a rented mule. That's what he does. And the Bible says after Jesus had hungered for 40 days. Now, it's a man can go without food for 40 days. But at the point of 40 days, in just a little while after that, a man will starve to death. I mean, you'll go down. So Jesus had fasted, praise God, for 40 days. He had ate nothing. Amen? So you see the picture? And the devil comes along and he tempts him in the most vulnerable point in his life. Amen. He got him down to the most vulnerable point, and he comes along and he says, hey, I got to talk to you. There's something I want to tell you. So he comes at this point that he's vulnerable. The very point of starvation. Praise the Lord. The very point of starvation of our Lord. And he comes down there and the devil said it to him. Now you can hear the voice of the devil. He'd say, hey, I need to tell you something. Hey, let me just share something with you. And the devil said unto him, verse 3. Now listen, now this is dealing with the will. Amen? With the will. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Now see, that's what the devil does. Do you notice how he sows that seed of doubt? Do you notice how he's all the time sowing a seed of doubt? He wants you to doubt your salvation. He's wanting you to doubt God. He's wanting to doubt your relationship with a holy God. Amen. But I want to say this morning, praise God, if you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ and been born again, praise God, it's a no-so salvation. Amen. But the devil still won't come by and he wants to sow that seed of doubt. He said, if thou be the Son of God. He said, if you are, the devil knew who he was. How do you know? Because he'd done tempted 40 days. He'd done the Lord like a rented mule. He said, if thou be the Son of God. He said, command this stone that it be made bread. Now what the devil's saying here in his old sly voice, old slick devil, amen, old slewfoot, the deceiver and the liar, yeah. Deceiver of men, amen, a tattler of the brethren, yeah. That's all he is. And he said, hey, he said, if you are the Son of God, trying to cast that seed of doubt, he said, have these stones to be turned to bread. He said, if you're who you say you are, he said, just have these stones turned to bread. That instant substance that you need, that instant gratification, if you will. Amen? He said, if you're truly the Son of God, hey, pray God, just take care of yourself. He said, look at you. You're pitiful. You're just skin and bones. Hey, listen, you're at the very point of death. If you don't do something quick, you're going to die. He said, you're the son, if you're Son of God, he said, just have his stones turned to bread. He said, if you're truly who you say you are, just say it and it'll be so. Amen. You know, the old devil, he's a deceiver. Praise God. Because Jesus was there in the wilderness because he was in the will of God. It was God that told him to go after. It was the Holy Spirit of God that led him into that wilderness. Amen. You may feel this morning that you're in that wilderness. You may feel that you're out there all alone. But if you're trying to work for God, if you're trying to be in the will of God, if you're trying to do right for the Lord, praise God, it may seem like a wilderness, but I want to say, praise God, that there's somebody out there with you. Amen. Amen. There's somebody out there in that wilderness with you, praise God, if you're seeking the will of God. It may seem like you're all by yourself, but praise be to God, if you're a born-again child of God, there's always somebody with you. And you can count on that somebody. Amen. You may not count on me. I may let you down. But praise God, you can count on the one, praise God, that saved your soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Jesus said, so the old devil comes to him. He said, hey, if you be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that be made bread. Now he knew that he could. Hey, over in John chapter 2, verse 9, he had already turned water to wine. They done presented it to the governor. He said, said, you've kept back the best for last. And usually when men are well drunken, then you bring out the good, the bad stuff. But he said, hey, you ain't done that. He said, hey, you done brought out the good stuff. And the Bible said that them that had poured up the water, had drawn up the water, they knowed what it was. They knowed that it was water. But praise God, Jesus turned it to wine. Probably the best grape juice, praise God, you ever drunk. Amen. I mean, talking about pure and undefiled, nothing in there to hurt nobody. Boy, that would encourage your heart, help you. Amen. But the devil knew what he was capable of doing. But this is what Jesus said. Verse 4 said, and Jesus answered him saying, it is written. Now he takes him back to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Amen. He said, it is written. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Or Deuteronomy 8 and 3, I mean. He said, hey, that man shall not live by bread alone. He says, takes him to the word of God. But then he says, let's just, he said, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by, now listen to this, every word of God. He said, the sustenance I need, that I need for myself, my body. As he said, it's the word of God. What I need to encourage me and to feed me, he said, it's the word. Amen. He said, I'm just following in the will of a holy God with a holy purpose for my life. And what I need is the word of God to direct me and help me along that route. Praise the Lord. He said, I don't need the sustenance of this world. God said, hey, listen, what I need, some men shall not live by bread alone. He said, and bread won't satisfy me. But he said, as long as I'm satisfying to my Lord, to the Father of glory. He said, and I'm listening to what he's got to say, and I'm relying on the word, every word. Oops. You mean, preacher, you can't take a little here and a little there and make it fit your life? No. You mean you can't, take the verse here, verse there, and help it, and just use it, Lord, to justify the way that you're living? No. He said he have to take every word of God. Amen. A little here, a little there. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Here a little and there a little, praise God, and it all has to fit together, praise God, like a glove. It all has to come together for the glory of God. Amen. But he says it takes the word of God. So he said, I'm just going to stay in the will of God. And I realize, hey, listen, and then what he's saying here to the old slew foot, the devil, he said, it's not the circumstance or how the matter demands, but he said, it's just staying in the will of God. It's just staying where God put me. See, he said, I'm where God put me. He said, I'm just going to stay where God put me. And I'm going to trust God to bring me out. Amen? He said, I'm not going to take the easy road. You know, so many times we want to take the easy way out. We want to take the easy way. We don't want to do what God says. It seems so difficult. But really, if we trust the Lord and do the will of God, praise God, that's the easy way. That's good. He said his burden's light. Amen? The way of the world's heavy. The ways of the world's heavy. But God said, my burden's light. He said, if you'll just follow me, just trust in me. So Jesus, hey, this devil, he said, I'm just going to trust the one that got me where I'm at, where I am so far. See, he looked back on those 40 days. He said, well, praise the Lord, I've been tempted and everything. He said, and he ain't let me down yet. I'm still here. And the devil said, hey, listen, you crazy, you're going to starve to death. He said, devil, the Father didn't send me here to starve to death. Amen. He said, he never sent me here to starve to death. He sent me here to die on the cross of Calvary. He says, I'm just going to trust the Father. I'm just going to stay in the will of God. I'm going to keep serving the one that sent me. Praise the Lord all the way. Can you imagine his conflict here with the Lord? So the devil tries to a different approach. So that don't work out for him. Hey man, he can't get him to break the will of God, so he tries a different approach. He said, the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now I can just imagine this. The Bible don't say exactly where he took him to, but I believe he took him up to where he could look at all the Roman empires, all the empires of the world. He could see all the majesty of all the things of the world. He took him up there in a moment of time. He took him up there and put him up on his pinnacle where he could see all the things of the world, all these kingdoms, all these political powers. Amen. The marvels of this world, or this earthly world, if you will. And said, and the devil said unto him. Now listen to this. Here's that voice again. This voice of the devil. He says, all this power will I give you. Amen. And the glory of them. Amen. Now the devil's a liar, and he always has been. Amen. A liar and a deceiver. He said, but he said, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. But I want to say this morning, this is one time that the devil wasn't lying. Amen. This is one time that the devil, hey, listen, he is the prince and the power of this present world. Amen. He has that power is the authority that he has. The devil has authority in this world. Amen. But praise God, glory to God. And today, if we become children of God, we were born again believers. We're no longer under the devil's authority, but we're under the authority of a living God. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. We switch the authority that we live under. But he says, I have this authority, this power. He said, I'll give you this power. He said, I'll give you glory. Now listen, he said, I'll give you. He said, you'll have the sovereignty you desire. You'll have the honor that you desire. You'll be able to rule like a mighty king. He said, I'll set you up. Praise God, I'll set you up in just a moment of time. Praise God, and I'll make somebody out of you. I'll give you the power to rule and to reign. Amen. And then he says, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. He said, if you'll just worship me. He said, if you'll just worship me, he said, I'll give you everything you see. He said, you'll be the Lord over it all. If you'll just worship me. That's what the devil's saying to you today. Amen. We don't want to hear it, but he said, hey, listen, if you'll worship me, I'll give you the pleasures. I'll give you I'll give you your heart's desire. I'll give you those lusts of the flesh. I'll let you see things and do things. Boy, it's just going to tickle you pink. I'll let you do all this stuff. And I'll take you out in places you've never been before. Yeah, and he'll bust you up and leave you out there too. He don't care about you this morning. The devil could care less about you. He hates your guts. He just wants to take you down with him. Amen? I could hear him in that voice. He said, if thou wilt worship me, all of this will be yours. He said, I'll give it all to you. He said, everything that I've got power and authority over, he said, I'll let you be over it. He said, but you're going to worship me. So you see the ploy here? He said, hey, I'm going to put you over all this. I'm going to let you rule over all this. He said, but I'm going to still be in charge. Amen. You're going to worship me. You're going to do what I say, but I'm going to put you over everything. In other words, he said, I'm going to take this load off me. Amen. This load that I've got on me. He knew his days is numbered. Why do you think he fights us so hard? The devil knows his days are numbered. They're just a few. And then he's going to be cast into the abyss. He's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He knows that. But he's still striving. He's still trying to destroy. He's still trying to tear down. He's still trying to change our worship. He's trying to break our will. He's trying to change our worship. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to follow him. You say, well, preacher, we don't follow the devil. If you live for this world, you do. Amen? If you live for this world and the things of the world, then you're following the devil. Praise the Lord. But we don't have to do that. We can live for Jesus. But listen to what Jesus says. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. He said, yo, devil, get behind me. Get behind me. He said, for it is written, Deuteronomy 10 and 20, 6, 13, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Amen? He said, listen, I didn't come in. He said, hey, listen, I'll give you all these kingdoms, all this splendor and glory and honor if you'll just worship me. He said, I'm going to have the splendor and the honor and the glory and the kingdoms, but I'm not getting it that away. The devil said, I'll give you all the kingdoms. He said, I'll give you, praise God, the whole world. I'll give you everything. The kingdoms without the cross. Amen. I'd give it to you without the cross. Jesus, I didn't come to get it that way. He said, I come to get the kingdoms that was all lost by Adam's race. But he said, I come to get it with the Word of God. Amen. The Spirit of the Word. I mean, I'm going to take back the kingdoms by the Word of God. The Word of God will give them back. Hey, that sword, the power from God. In Ephesians 6 and 17, it's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Can you imagine as the devil's up there and he's tempting him in 40 days and these two times here, and praise God, the swift sword of the Lord just slicing away everything the devil has to offer. Amen, just carving, slicing, and dicing away at everything the devil throws at him. Praise the Lord. So he can't break his will. He can't get him to break his worship. So he tries to use the Word of God. It says he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Now this pinnacle of the temple was probably the south porch of Solomon's temple. And it was like 300 feet above the Kedron Valley, hanging out over the bluff. And he took the Lord up on this pinnacle of the temple, this high place of the pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, now here's that devil's voice again. The devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, there it is again. He tries to plant that seed of doubt. He tries to get him to doubt. He tried to get him to wonder, you know, am I going to be able to receive the power and the glory and honor that the Father has promised? But he knows. He knows. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. The old devil gets him up there. I just meet the old devil's just up there and I can see him just putting his hand in like this. He's got a big grin on his face. He said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, just cast yourself down from thence. He said, if you're truly the Son of God, he said, just cast yourself down. He said, because God's give authority to the angels. This is what he says. He said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. He said, so just cast yourself off here. If you're truly the Son of God, if you're truly who you say you are, he said, just cast. He said, and all the time he's in there, I hope he does. If I can get him to just jump. Amen. Because number one, he'd be out of the will of the Father. Amen. He said, if I can just get him to get out of the will of the Father, then he'll be doing my will, which is worshiping me. So he's broke everything that he's been out there in the wilderness trying to prove that he could overcome. He said, I can break his will and I can break his worship. And I can do it by the Word. So the devil takes and he gives him this Word. He said, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. But the Lord knowed the Word of God. And when he gives him a distorted version. Amen. He gives him a distorted version of the Word of God. He gives him the Word of God out of Deuteronomy. And listen to what he says. He gives it to him in a distorted way. He said, to keep thee. But the Word of God says in Deuteronomy, it says this. It says that he gave him charge over thee to keep thee. In Psalm, he's quoting Psalms 91 and 11. He said, for he gave his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He left out just a little bit. But you say, preacher, well, it don't really matter if you leave out just a little or if you change it a little bit, you distort it a little bit, it'll still be the Word of God, won't it? No, it won't. The devil said, he shall give his charge over thee to keep you. He said, he's going to take care of you. But no, he said, he's going to keep you in the way, his way, in God's way, in his will. He said, you stay in his will and God will take care of you. There'll be no punishment. There'll be no rebuke. Praise the Lord. He said, if you just stay in the will of God. But he said, if you'll just cast yourself down. Now, he wanted him to do that. He said, just cast yourself down. He said, look at you. You're pitiful. You're famished. You're just on the verge. You're going to die. In a few minutes, you're going to be dead. Look at you. You're just skin and bone. You're weak. You're puny. You failed. Can't you see that? You failed so miserably. If you'll just cast yourself down, then maybe the Lord will recognize you and he'll pick you up. Amen? But he says, no. He said, just stay in the will of God. The devil says, nobody really cares about you. Nobody cares. He said, there was a little flurry there when in Bethlehem when you were born. There's a little stir there. People said, oh, the Messiah's born. And, oh, they had a little flurry of excitement there. And then old John the Baptist, he was over there. He was preaching about you coming, but it ain't going to be long. He's going to be dead. He's going out of here. Who's going to care then? Are the Jews? Are the Jews going to care about you? Is anybody going to even recognize you ever even existed? You're going to die here in the wilderness. And nobody will even care. Amen. Nobody will care. Jesus said, listen. He said, in their hands he shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. But he didn't. But I can see Jesus as the words was coming out of the old devil. And that Jesus was there in his weakened state. But all of a sudden, praise God, that man God was never as strong as he was right then. Amen. With strength and power. See, the devil brought to his remembrance, probably never did forget. But the devil brought to me, he quoted Deuteronomy. And he quoted up the verses, or he quoted Psalms 91, and he quoted verses 11 and 12. But he didn't quote verse 13. See, he stopped just short of verse 13. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, the ways of God. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. But listen to verse 13, just short of where the devil stopped. He said, thou shalt tread upon the lion, and the adder, and the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Yeah. Amen. He said, listen, glory be to God. He said, you may be tempted and tried. Amen. The world may not care about you, but praise be to God, God of glory. Praise God. In that sacred place, under the wing of God, he loves you, and he'll not desert you. Amen. I can see Jesus and he looked the devil between beak and bill. And he said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, God said he would always be God. And he said, I am God. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, I will. He said, one of these days, he said, oh, rascal, he said, I'm going to put my foot on you. Amen. And I'm going to put my foot on your neck. I'm going to suppress you. I'm going to hold you down. Amen. I'm going to get rid of you once and for all. Said, you don't have no power over me. He said, you don't have nothing that you can offer me because I am the God of glory. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, hey, slewfoot, I created you. Amen. I created you. You don't have nothing to offer me. He said, I'm going to overcome you. He said, just a little while. He said, as soon as I finish this little thing that I'm doing in the will of the Father, he said, I'm going to go on about the Father's business. And I'm going to finish what I started. The devil said, boy, if I could just get him down now. If I could just get him to leap off the pinnacle of that temple. He said, be finished. I'd be done. I'd be victorious. But the Lord looked him between beak and bill. He said, listen, you don't have no authority over me. Amen. You have no authority over me. You have no power over me. He said, I'm come to do the will of my Father. And he said, I'm just going to stay with the Father. I'm going to stay in His will. I'm going to stay in His worship. And I'm just going to stay with His Word. Amen. Because that's where my power comes in. That's where my power relies. That's why I rely on for my strength. So I may look weak to you, devil. Amen. I may look like nothing to you. But I'm the power of God. He said, hey, listen, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now he's talking to the devil. The Lord thy God, creator and sustainer of the universe. Amen. He was there. Jesus said he was there when Satan was cast out as lightning. 186,000 miles per second. Bounced him off the earth. He said, God said, I've had enough. Amen. Amen. So he's out here in the principality of this present world. He's got authority here, but praise God, he ain't got no authority over the Savior. And the Bible says that Jesus went on up. After this time of temptation, he went on up. Praise the Lord. And after the devil attempted him for a little while, the devil had ended all the temptation. He departed from him for a season. Amen. He left him for a season. But there'd be other times he'd come into his life and he'd try to come upon him and try to get him dissuaded, try to plant that seed of doubt. Just like he does me and you. The devil comes through our lives. He tries to plant a seed of doubt. He tries to get us to doubt ourselves, get us to doubt our salvation, get us to doubt our relationship with Him. But we just have to stay in the will of the Lord. We just have to stay in the worship of the Lord. And we just have to stay in the Word of the Lord. The will, the worship, and the Word. It'll get us through this journey. Amen? It'll save us and it'll keep us in the hands of a holy God. Are you saved this morning? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? Amen. Are you in His will? Are you worshiping Him and magnifying Him? Not this old life that we live, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you worshiping Him, magnifying Him? See, the devils of this world don't have no power over Him. If you go all over here in the book of Luke chapter 4, there's times when the old devils would come along, the devils, and they'd say, hey, we know who you are. You're the Christ. Huh? He said, you're the Christ. And he said, hush. I don't need your help. I don't need your opinion. He said, just be quiet. Amen? Jesus don't need no help because He is the precious Lamb of God. He's the God of glory. And He's your Lord and Savior this morning if you know Him in that free pardon of sin. Do you know Him this morning in the free pardon of sin? Amen. Do you know Him? Are you in His will? Do you worship Him? I mean, when you come to church, do you worship Him? Do you worship Him at home? Do you worship Him? Do you catch yourself just magnifying, glorifying Him, and you can't help it? Do you just worship Him when nobody's even around? You just get to praising God. Say, thank you, Lord. Little things happen in your life, and then, you know, situations come up, temptations come up, and God makes that way of escape. He opens that door for you to ease out of it. Do you say, thank you, Lord? Well, I just worship you, man, glorify you. You know what? God just keeps opening them doors, keeps helping us out, keeps lifting us up, keeps encouraging our hearts. Just stay in His will, stay in His worship, and stay in His Word. Amen. It'll encourage your heart. It gives you ammunition against the devil. The Lord Jesus Christ took the devil back to Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. Amen. And just wore him out with the Word of God. Amen. Wore him out with the Word of God. You say, preacher, how can I beat the devil? With the Word of God. Just trust just trust in the God of the Word. Amen. And you'll be a winner. Praise the Lord. You'll overcome the devil.